Hey, I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5, the SoCal Sound, and this is another SoCal Sound session. We're down here in a very chilly, rainy Hollywood at the Hotel Cafe, and we're joined tonight by Chris Pierce. Thanks so much for letting us sneak into your sound check.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming down, especially in the rain.
The sound check, I'll be honest with you, truth in advertising, we've already heard it, and anybody that's coming to the show tonight's in for a treat. The band sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
And the new album, I want to make sure people know, but well, it's been out for this past year, but American Silence, just a fine record.
Thank you.
It's really, really fine record. And a more recent single, 45 Jukebox, you've been hearing, as well as Chris's back catalog on 88.5, the SoCal Sound lately. My pal Nick Harcourt said that, and I'll quote him, Chris Pierce is one of the most important American songwriters today. And I'm going to sign on to that. I want to thank Nick for turning us all on to you 15 years ago and many more people as well.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick.
He's a good one. This album, American Silence, I was listening to it recently, and I have a 12-year-old son. In saying this, I'll back up. I don't want to put words in your mouth with this, but I was trying to think of what that meant to me. And I have some of my black friends have told me that when they got to a certain age, when they got to be about the age my boy is, that older people had a talk with them. And I was thinking about just this year, as we're filming this, it's Black History Month still. And there are, I think, 8 Tyree Nichols, Alonzo Bagley, Kenan Anderson, Christopher Lee, Mercurio, Daryl Tyree Williams, Jackson Lieber, and Janavi Kandula, and Billy Dwayne Couch, all unarmed black men that were killed just this year, just since the first of the year.
Yeah.
That informs, I never had to have that talk. I've never, and I hope I never have to have it, but I'm assuming you know what that talk is.
Yeah, I do, and thank you, that's a wonderful question. I'm happy to have this conversation. You know, I had the talk first and the understanding first in the form of something that happened. I have a white mother, a black father. I was 8 years old and I was in, my mother was in a bank. She had parked at the bank. The candy store was next door. My mother was in line at the bank and I came in from the car and reached in her purse for a dollar to go to the candy store and had security tackle me at 8 years old.
Wow.
My mother, hysterical, saying this is my son, the guy not really understanding, and had me on the ground with my hands behind my back and so on and so forth. My mother's beating him with her purse. So that was my first really introduction at 8. And I was a tall 8, but there's really no excuse for to treat any child like that of any race.
Or adult.
Yeah, or adult. And yes, and you know, I feel like around 10, 11 was the time I really started, you know, getting bigger, bigger shoes, bigger body. And my mother really didn't need to have the talk with me because I already felt it. And my father did have the talk with me then, but the heavy talk really happened around 15, right before I was going to start driving. And then it was, this is what you do if you get stopped. This is what you don't do. This is how you handle yourself. Never do this. And it was for me, you know, I think all teenagers are kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll be cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the first time I got behind the wheel and got stopped, which was a couple months after my 16th birthday, just to kind of check me out and to see what I was up to, was what the stop was.
Sure.
All of that training and that talk just immediately went into effect, and ever since. And I don't have kids of my own, I have godchildren, but I always think, you know, if I had my own child, I mean, how tough that must be. You know, not only for my father as a black man that had been through and was continuing to go through a lot of these same situations, but as a white mother, what a responsibility she must have felt to really make sure that I understood that she understood the danger that was out there.
Yeah, I've never been, when I've been pulled over, I've been pulled over plenty, but I've never been asked, whose car is this?
Right.
Questions like that. And again, we don't have to go too far down that road this evening, but your music, I really feel it starts that conversation. Mm. These songs start that conversation.
I hope so.
The song, How Can Anybody Be Okay With This?
Yeah.
That strikes me as, it's almost sandblasting America the Beautiful and taking it apart bit by bit and showing that there really are two Americas. Have you had people tell you that you've reached them in a meaningful way, changed their mind about things as you perform?
I've had a lot of people say that the music's really helped them understand a perspective. I've also had some pushback, and I just feel like all of it is wonderful, because even with the pushback, it means you got in there.
Conversation, yeah.
You got in there, and if somebody's willing to say, hey, I didn't really understand this, why did you say that? I'll say, I'm so glad you asked that. And then we'll start a conversation. Yeah. And so, yes, I it's been great, because I've been able to travel around ever since, I think it was July of 2021 is when I started back touring. And I've gone all over, and I've gotten to talk to some incredible people and gotten to share some perspective that's unique in my own, and that's also a collective perspective, of course, for the Black experience in America. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be a conduit of that, and just a one example of somebody who's taking the experiences, personal and collective, and putting them into something creative that can hopefully make change. And that's all I'm really hoping to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunny War. You teaming up with her, the Warren Pierce, by the way, Tolstoy is smiling smiling down on you for that. That's inspired. But you're also on the new album too, right? The one that just came out this month?
Yes, Sonny has an incredible new album, Anarchist Gospel. And I had the pleasure of writing one with her called Swear to God. And then I'm singing and playing harmonica on that. And then she invited me to do a bunch of vocals and harmonies on a couple different songs, including one with myself, Sonny, and Allison Russell trading verses, which was joyous. I love Allison's music too,
she's
and
amazing.
I got to open for her at the Troubadour a few months ago. She's just an incredible person as well. But Sonny and I met in 2015, and I've been just so amazed and intrigued by her spirit and just the fact that she's, when you hear her play and sing, it's like she's from another planet. I mean, she's so far ahead.
It's such an idiosyncratic way that she plays. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, she's so far ahead. And I'm a forever fan. Whether I'm playing with her or not, I'll go to all her shows when she's in town. But I hope we're going to continue to be making music together for a long time. I have a feeling that's going to happen.
What's next for you? What are we going to see next out of you?
I'm touring a bunch starting tonight throughout the fall. And I've got an album that's done, that's in the can, that I recorded at Sunset Sound with an incredible band, part of the band that's here with me tonight. And so I'm going to release that at some point, kind of coming up with a plan right now, figuring out how to release it. But in the meantime, I'm writing every day. I think I have another couple albums written. I'm just keeping it moving, figuring it out.
There's plenty coming.
Yeah, there's plenty coming. And I'm thankful for every time I get a chance to do this. I've been doing it a long time. And every time I get a chance to sit here and share and bring some kind of joy and perspective of any kind into people's lives through music, it's a blessing to me. It's the only way to describe it. Yeah.
And you're also on all kinds of TV shows and movies. Whether you know it or not, you've heard his music on so many shows, This Is Us, and I go on and on with a list. That has to be a pretty satisfying thing, to help people tell stories in another completely different way too.
Yeah, I mean, television is such a huge platform, and probably one of the you know, television and radio are still the two big ones, I guess, to really get the message out there, I'd say, and to write songs specifically for a show to go with the scene is, it's just a whole different creative process. And I've gotten to do that a few times, and then my songs have gotten picked a few times. And I love it for many reasons. One, because the audience is so vast, and I know that my voice is getting out there, and people are hearing not only my voice, but the messages, but also as an independent musician for the past 35 years, it helps keep the lights on.
Right.
You know, it really does. And that's, for any independent musicians out there that are listening, can contest to this. It's, you know, getting a TV spot, which is rare to a lot of us, is always a day of celebration.
Yeah. I have about 50 more questions. I want to talk to you again sometime soon.
Please,
but
I'd love that.
I'm going to limit it to two because I know you have to start the show. They've got to open the doors in a minute. First question, this wine.
Yeah.
Tell me about the wine label you've got.
Well, I've been friends with a gentleman, a dear friend of mine, Jeff Whitman in Napa for many years, 20-something years. And we decided about almost 20 years ago to start a little wine label called Ledbetter. And it was a labor of love, still is.
The namesake, the reason, is it?
The name was, it came from, Jeff is like the biggest Pearl Jam fan ever. And then I'm one of the biggest Lead Belly fans.
There you go, that's awesome.
And we happened to meet up at Ledbetter Beach near Santa Barbara. And so the three things collided and came together. And so we've been making this wine for, almost 20 years. About 500 cases, really small, beautiful wine.
It's a Syrah.
That's a Syrah, 100%. We've taken a few years off because of the pandemic, but we're going to get it going again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Last question, I'll let you go. Tell me about your first guitar.
My first guitar was given to me by my godmother, Deanne, and it was a Yamaha, it is, because I still have it, a Yamaha gut string, classical, kind of folk, you think of a folk singer's guitar that they would carry around in the 60s, that was her guitar, that she'd carry around and play songs on, and a big fat neck, and that was my first guitar.
If you can learn to play that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can learn, you can play any guitar.
Exactly. And my hands are pretty big, and that was even tough. That was my main guitar for many years.
And you still play it?
Yeah, I do. I have it at home.
I use it to write. Ever?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I use it to write because it has that spirit in it of her and my childhood and all the incredible journeys that I went on, you know, spiritually when I was a kid. I was an only child, so I'd just go out into these spaces, you know, when I was alone, which was a lot. And so that guitar, I'd carry that with me in these kind of spaces when I was a kid. And it still feels like that every time I pick it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll ask that question quite often and people say, yep, nope, don't have it anymore. They have no idea. And they just look crestfallen.
I have a friend, John Mui, that fixed it up for me years later, and there's a pickup in it now and everything. So
nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking time out in between soundcheck and the show to chat with us a little bit. Chris Pierce, go buy the most recent album, American Silence, wherever you buy music, and keep listening to him on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. We're so excited to present this show tonight. Best of luck to you on the tour.
Thank you.
And let's chat again sometime soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Chris Pierce, 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Riding in the base of the well, fingers getting ready to climb. I'm gonna put that pencil to paper, laying all the truth on the line. Lyrics in the dead of the darkness, spinning for the twist of the light. I'm gonna try, free my mind, flowing like smoke so high, yeah, the words gonna fly. buried like a 45 jukebox, waiting on the drop of a dime. Records on my road to freedom. I've been waiting this whole damn life for my song to arrive. I've been chasing ghosts in Memphis. I feel them stacking like a church full of hymns.
Yeah.
Getting with the blues and the blessing.
Yeah.
Essence at the edge of the bridge. Lyrics in the dead of the darkness. Spinning for the twist of the line. And every note flow like a river made of gold. Skipping on the water like a stone. Yeah, the beat gonna ride. Spirit like a 45 jukebox. Waiting on the drop of a dime. Records on my road to freedom. I've been waiting this whole damn life for my song to arrive. Yes, I have. Spirit like a 45 jukebox, waiting on the drop of a dime. Records on my road to freedom. I've been waiting this whole damn life for my song to arrive. Like a 45 jukebox. Like a 45 jukebox. Like a 45 jukebox. Like a 45 jukebox. Like a 45, like a 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45, 45 jukebox, like a 45 jukebox. Keep walking on against the wind. When you fall down, get up again. You may be pushed, shoved, and tossed. Know in your heart it's their loss. Hold your head high, king and queen. Don't ever lose sight of your dreams. Remember you're young, black, and beautiful. Your roots are strong, young child. No storm will dampen your fire. You'll find a way to navigate. Along a blessed path, you'll lead the way. You demonstrate with grace. Don't look away from whatever you face. Remember you're young, black, and beautiful. In times of uncertainty, always stand by your belief. Belief in a higher ground, where you'll be safe and sound. Fight the good fight, day and night. Lead them with favor into the light. Remember you're young, black, and beautiful. Remember you're young, black.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Andy Chandler. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.